Title: Recent Healthcare-Related Artificial Intelligence Developments. Content: AI is here to stay. The development and use of artificial intelligence, AI, is rapidly growing in the healthcare landscape with no signs of slowing down. From a governmental perspective, many federal agencies are embracing the possibilities of AI. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is exploring the ability of AI to estimate sentinel events and combat disease outbreaks, and the National Institutes of Health is using AI for priority research areas. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is also assessing whether algorithms used by plans and providers to identify high-risk patients and manage costs can introduce bias and restrictions. Additionally, as of December 2023, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration cleared more than 690 AI-enabled devices for market use. From a clinical perspective, payers and providers are integrating AI into daily operations and patient care. Hospitals and payers are using AI tools to assist in billing. Physicians are using AI to take notes, and a wide range of providers are grappling with which AI tools to use and how to deploy AI in the clinical setting. With the application of AI in clinical settings, the standard of patient care is evolving and no entity wants to be left behind. From an industry perspective, the legal and business spheres are transforming as a result of new national and international regulations focused on establishing the safe and effective use of AI, as well as commercial responses to those regulations. Three such regulations are top of mind, including President Biden's executive order on the safe, secure, and trustworthy development and use of AI, 2. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, final rule on health data, technology, and interoperability, and 3. The World Health Organization's, WHO, guidance for large multimodal models of generative AI, in response to the introduction of regulations and the general advancement of AI. Interested healthcare stakeholders, including many leading healthcare companies, have voluntarily committed to a shared goal of responsible AI use. U.S. Executive Order on the Safe, Secure, and Trustworthy Development and Use of AI on October 30, 2023, President Biden issued an executive order on the safe, secure, and trustworthy development and use of AI. Executive Order. Though long awaited, the executive order was a major development and is one of the most ambitious attempts to regulate this burgeoning technology. The executive order has 8 guiding principles and priorities, which include safety and security, 2. Innovation and competition, 3. Commitment to U.S. workforce, 4. Equity and civil rights, 5. Consumer protection, 6. Privacy, 7. Government use of AI, and 8. Global leadership, notably for healthcare stakeholders. The executive order directs the National Institute of Standards and Technology to establish guidelines and best practices for the development and use of AI and directs HHS to develop an AI task force that will engineer policies and frameworks for the responsible deployment of AI and AI-enabled tech in healthcare. In addition to those directives, the executive order highlights the duality of AI with the promise that it brings and the peril that it has the potential to cause. This duality is reflected in HHS directives to establish an AI safety program to prioritize the award of grants in support of AI development while ensuring standards of non-discrimination are upheld. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services health data, technology, and interoperability rule. In the wake of the executive order, the HHS Office of the National Coordinator finalized its rule to increase algorithm transparency, widely known as HT1, on December 13, 2023. With respect to AI, the rule promotes transparency by establishing transparency requirements for AI and other predictive algorithms that are part of certified health information technology. The rule also implements requirements to improve equity, innovation, and interoperability, supports the access, exchange, and use of electronic health information, addresses concerns around bias, data collection, and safety, modifies the existing clinical decision support certification criteria, and narrows the scope of impacted predictive decision support intervention, and adopts requirements for certification of health IT through new conditions and